Well, because it's 2 a.m. and you're being fucking loud, so turn it down and tell your friends to shut the fuck up, okay? You're not a kid anymore. If you keep this shit up, I'm gonna kick you out of my house. Oh, yeah, your dad's an asshole. That's right. Go turn the music down before I show you just how much of an asshole I can be. Fucking stupid punk kid. Oh, hey. So you're one of the little assholes in there keeping me awake, are you? I didn't know that you were in there, but I probably should have guessed. Yeah, I just told my no-good son that you guys need to be quiet, so do me a favor and unplug the stereo when you leave the kitchen and get back in there, okay? Yeah, I just came down to get some water. And to tell you guys to be quiet. I should have known that you'd be in there. Anytime he's up to no good, you seem to be involved. Oh, you're actually a perfect little angel, are you? Yeah, right. Hey, come with me for a second. Yeah, come on, through here, this way. What, am I not speaking clearly enough? You're in my house, do as I say. Come on. I'll drag you by the back of your neck if I have to. Come on, this way. Come on, get upstairs. Oh, am I being rough? Since when were you such a delicate flower? Come on, move it. Move. Move, move, move. Come on. We're getting some privacy so we can talk. Hey. Hey, hey. You want to make it harder for yourself? Come on. The bedroom. Get in there. You'll have to excuse me, I'm in a bad mood, and I tend to get a little overstimulated when I'm in a bad mood. You know that my son is in love with you, right? You think I don't see it? It's just him and I living here together. There's not a lot of secrets. And he might be too young, stupid, and oblivious to tell, but I see everything that's going on. He is obsessed with you. That's the reason he acts irresponsibly all the time. He thinks it will make you like him more. Oh, I know you like him. He's your best friend. You just don't love him in that way. He's showing off for you. Meanwhile, every time you're around here, you seem to have something else on your mind. I can hear the way that you and your friends talk when you think I can't hear, and I hear the way that you talk when you know that I can hear. And I see the way you look at me when you think I'm not paying attention. The look you've got when I catch your eye just before you look away. It's not exactly appropriate to look at your friend's dad like that, is it? Do your friends know that you're into older men? Or is that something that you're still coming to terms with? Maybe you're still a little bit shy about people finding that out. Well, it seems that we have a complicated situation on our hands here. My son is in love with you and it makes him act like an asshole. But you're trying to hide the fact that you're more interested in his dad. I'm sorry, what's that you're mumbling? Speak up. Oh, you're not really interested in me, huh? Well, maybe that's true. Maybe I've got it all wrong. It could be the case. Yeah, maybe. But I already have a plan, and I think I'll try it out anyway. Excuse me, I'm sorry. What did you just say? Did I hear that correctly? I have to be nice to you because you're a guest in my house? Are you out of your fucking mind? Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Do most people in your life know that you're gay, or do you save that for when you're here? Is my place a safe haven for perving on men? Is that why you act up when you're here? A safe haven for you to get together with your friends and just act as gay as you like when people in other places don't know about it? You come here to overcompensate for the way that you've got to hide it from everyone else. Well, here's the deal, young man. I'll give you what you want, and in exchange, you're going to behave yourself, and you'll start convincing my son that he's going to behave himself also. What's the matter? Why are you so shy? You don't want it, after all? Well, maybe I'll take it anyway. It's okay. It's okay. We're just going to take your shirt off. Here, lift it off. Come on. And your socks down here.
Hey. I'm not angry anymore. Let's keep it that way, all right?
Socks off. Trousers off. Everything. Come on, son. Let's see you.
There you are. Naked in my bedroom, whoever would have thought?
You worried?
Well, if they wonder where you are, you just tell them that you felt sick and you came to use the upstairs bathroom until you felt better. Considering how much you guys have been drinking down there, it's perfectly believable.
Come on, let's make you feel more comfortable. We'll turn the lights down, and I'll take my pajamas off. And here, look. Get into bed. Get under the covers. Come on, son. That's it. There you go. And I'll get round the other side, and I'll get under the covers with you. There, here. Come on, snuggle up with me. There you go, that's it.
You see? It feels good, doesn't it?
Snuggling up together, in secret, up here. Skin on skin. Being close together. Feels so intimate, doesn't it? You feel it all over your skin, the sensation of someone new, the newness of their touch. Not many things feel as good as the touch of someone new. Their naked body, like this. Feels electric. Put your arms around me, baby boy. Come on. Here you go. That's it. You're going to start behaving yourself, okay? You're going to be a good influence on my son, and in exchange, you'll get what you want from me, okay? Oh, you like that? You like it when I stroke your penis? When I touch it? Stroke my hands and fingers over it like this. I felt it twitch. He doesn't have to find out about any of this. It's going to be a special secret between us. We get to have fun, and he won't know anything about it. You'll do as I say, and he'll do as you say, because he loves you so much. Oh, baby boy, look at you. You like that, don't you? See? I understand you. Sometimes there's better ways to handle things than being angry.
Sometimes a gentler touch is more appropriate. One thing that's not appropriate is how hard you're getting for your best friend's daddy. All those times you came around here, is this what you really wanted? You wanted to be my boy. You wanted to be in my bed just like this. Cuddled up naked with me while I hold you in my arms. Come on, give me your hand. Put it right here. Is that what you wanted all along? It's big, isn't it? Do you need to be looked after by an older daddy with a really fucking big dick? Your heart is racing, isn't it? It's okay, son. You're not getting out of this, but that doesn't mean it won't be fun. Come on. You just be a good boy. And I'll get under the sheets here. And I'll prove to you that I'm perfectly capable of being nice to you. Oh, God. You know, you might be a badly behaved little brat. But your cock looks like it would be really good in my mouth. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm not squeezing it too tight, am I? Not holding it too tight around the base here, around your cock and your balls? I wouldn't want to hurt you, but I need you to know that I'm serious. Well, judging from how hard your cock is, I guess I was right about everything. Come on, spread your legs. Spread your legs wide. Let me get up here. You know, your cock is beautiful, but it doesn't look quite impressive next to mine, does it? One of the nice things about having a dick this big is that it makes it really easy to push guys around, especially when everyone is smaller than me, just like you. The big dick is in charge of the smaller dick. And your asshole looks really fucking small next to this cock of mine. Come on, show me your hole. Let's get these legs spread nice and wide. Let's see this fucking thing. It really is tight, isn't it? Have you ever had a cock as big as mine before? Do you feel like you're ready for one? Well, that's good. I want you to think about how this is going to feel when it's inside you. Stretching you out, pushing inside you, because you're not getting out of this, young man. There is no fucking way that you're getting out of this cock. This big fucking cock getting into your ass. There you go again. I have to be nice to you. I don't think that's the case. In fact, I think it would be really easy for me to grab this big fucking dick of mine and slap yours around with it. Bully your cock with mine. Fucking slap my cock all over yours. Oh, does that hurt? Does that sting when I fucking slap it like that? When I bully your dick with mine. I I don't have to be nice to you at all. I will be exactly as nice to you as I choose to be, and lucky for you, I'm nice enough to keep a bottle of lube in my bedside drawer. We'll make it as easy for you as possible. It's big, so I know it's going to be difficult. So we'll make sure that it's going to glide right in. Glide right into your tight asshole. Oh, no. No, I don't think so. I don't think you're getting out of this. Come on, give me your wrists. Give me your fucking wrists. Oh, I think I'm big enough and strong enough that I can hold them both together with one hand. That's it. Hold your wrists with one hand and slip my cock into your ass with the other. Oh, shh. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. This is where you start proving to me that you can behave yourself. Because this big cock is not gonna stop until I've come inside you. Oh, yes. Fucking yes. Oh, come on. That's a good boy. That's it, son. Come on. Oh, no, it's okay. Come on. Oh, I've got you. I've got you. Just pin you down with your wrists up against my chest. Right in front of your face like this. Deep in your ass. You know, being a single dad is hard. It'd be good to have a boyfriend. Even one so much younger. Even if he's my son's best friend. This is how it's gonna work. I'll be your boyfriend. And you'll do as your boyfriend says. And you will make sure that my son is well behaved. And once you've got him under your thumb, we can introduce him to the idea that you and I are together. And you'll be like his new stepdad. And we'll move you in here to live with us. And you'll live with me. And if anyone wants to judge our relationship, we won't care. Because I'm going to be the man of your dreams, and I'll look after everything for you. Always. I'll take care of you and anyone, everyone, including my son. You'll just have to get used to it. I know you're not a bad boy deep down. You just need a strong hand to guide you, don't you? And if it means coming out and telling everyone that you're gay and into older men, then that's okay. It's okay. I won't let anyone hurt you. Except for me sometimes. But you'll do as you're told. And you will be in my bed every night, and you will lie here and take it any time I need it. Any fucking time I need it with this tight, tight, pretty little asshole of yours. But you will do as you're told, and you will be in my bed every night. I know it's big. It's very big, isn't it, son? So big. It fills you all the way up. Pushes in deep. Oh, you feel that? You feel that when I hold it deep right there and I make it throb? Throb. Fucking throb inside you. Yeah, you feel it. Oh, come on. Come on, son, we're gonna go slow, and we're gonna go hard until you come. And I'm gonna hold your wrists right here, one big, strong hand, holding them tight to my chest. And you're gonna come for me. You're gonna take my cock until you come for me, and then you're gonna go back downstairs. You're gonna see my son with a load of his dad's cum in your ass. Fuck. And you're gonna start making sure that he knows how to behave himself. So come on, start being a good boy for me. And let me see and feel this cock spurt with my dick in your ass. Fuck. That's it. Come on, son. Come on. You can do it. I know you can do it. Come for me. Come on. Come for me. Come. 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 Oh, that's a good boy. Come. Come. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come too, okay? I'm gonna come too. Fuck yes. Fuck. Come on, take it. Take that fucking cum. Little gay boy into older men. Oh, that's what you're gonna get. I'm gonna see to that. You did good, kiddo. I'm not surprised. I've been watching you for a while and I knew you had it in you. You're a beautiful boy, you know that? Huh. That's why I meant every word that I said. You're gonna start making sure that he behaves himself. I use my influence on you, and you use your influence on him. Do you understand me? That's a good boy. Now, oh, fuck. You really do have a tight asshole, don't you? Now let's get you cleaned up, pretty boy, and send you back downstairs to your friends. Okay? Okay.